Yes, this is the area of large cities and urbanization, but it's really not enough to have a firm base of power. So the Republicans in 1868 come up with several strategies in order to maintain power. One is to do everything they can to enfranchise the former slaves, the blacks in the southern part of the United States, to use federal troops, which was certainly necessary to keep former slaves, able to vote. So that was one main strategy. Another strategy was to do what the Whigs had done at many times, which was to find a popular general to run. In this case, Ulysses S. Grant, the most successful general of the Civil War. And finally, the third was to, whenever they could, associate the Democrats with rebellion, waving the bloody shirt, as it was called, bringing up what had been done during the Civil War. So as you can see, in 1868, it was a successful strategy. You can see the Republicans winning many southern states, but they did so largely through the votes of the freed former slaves. You can also see several states which were not yet through Reconstruction and were not able to vote. So a pretty clear win. Note, though, that they were not winning all of the North at this time, and that was largely because of the New York City area and the sort of coastal zone here in the mid-Atlantic states.